Do you have peace? This is Father Jonathan Meyer. Our gospel passage today on Rise Up in this Tuesday is very familiar to us. I was speaking to a young man yesterday who is a new Catholic. He was talking about his journey to the Catholic Church and how it really struck him how much of the Mass is biblical quotes, how much of the Mass is the texts that we say again and again are right out of sacred scripture. Today is one of them. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives, do I give it to you. When the priest celebrates the Holy Mass, he looks down at Jesus, the Blessed Sacrament, and says, Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. We all know that prayer, and this is exactly what he says today. Jesus said to his disciples, peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. And then he goes on, not as the world gives you peace, do I give it to you. How does the world give us peace? Normally through war. Christ lived in the period of the Roman Empire. They were a suppressed people. They were a people that were under the rule of the Romans. My peace, I give you my peace. I leave with you. And how do I give it to you? I give it to you through love. I give it to you through trust. I give it to you through surrender. I give it to you through you following me. Jesus did not come ablazing with guns and ammunition. He came with peace. He came washing people's feet. He came laying down his life in service. And whenever we have struggles in relationships and we remember that we're called to bring peace, and we bring peace ultimately by love, by sacrifice, and by service. So let's bring peace to our relationships, peace to our families, peace to our communities through love, through service. And may our celebration of Holy Mass remind us that that's how Jesus gives it to us. He gives it to us in every Mass when he says, this is my body given up for you, this is my blood poured out for you, I lay down my life for you. Let's be thankful for that, and let's appreciate that.